Narayana namaskritya narom teva narottamam devim saraswati vyasam tuto jayam udirayat nashta prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhavadu tamasloke bhaktir bhavati naistiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Hare Krishna, everybody. So this morning, Bhagavatam class is from Canto 1, Chapter 16, How Maharaj Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. Text 16. Saratya Parasada Sivana Sakya Dotya Virasa Nanu Gamana Stavana Prana Mam Stigneshu Pandushu Jagat Pranatim Chavishno Bhaktim Karoti Nepati Charanaravinde Saratya Parasada Sevana Sakya Dotya Virasana Nugamana Stavana Pranaman Igneshu Pandushu Jagat Pranatim Chavishno Patim Karoti Nripati Charanaravinde Saratya Parasada Sevana Sakya Dotya Parasana Nugamana Stavana Pranaman Igneshu Pandushu Jagat Pranatim Chavishno Bhaktim Karoti Nepati Charanaravinde Hare Krishna. Okay, word for word. Saratya, acceptance of the post of chariot driver. Parasada, acceptance of the presidency in the assembly of the Rajasriya sacrifice. Sevana, engaging the mind constantly in the service of the Lord. Sakya, to think of a Lord as a friend. Gautya, acceptance of the post of a messenger. Viraasana, acceptance of the post of a watchman with a drawn sword at night. Anugamana, following in the footsteps. Stavana, offering of prayers. Pranaman, offering obeisances. Deshu, unto them who are malleable to the will of the Lord. Pandusu, unto the sons of Pandu. Jagat, the universal. Pranatim, one who is obeyed. Cha, and Vishnu of Vishnu. Bhaktim, devotion. Karoti, thus. Nirepati, the king. Charanaravinde, unto his lotus feet. Translation by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit heard that out of His causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, Vishnu, who is universally obeyed, rendered all kinds of service to the malleable sons of Pandu by accepting posts ranging from chariot driver to president to messenger, friend, night watchman, etc., according to the will of the Pandavas, obeying them like a servant and offering obeisances like one younger in years. When he heard this, Maharaj Parikshit became overwhelmed with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. Purport. Lord Krishna is everything to the unalloyed devotees like the Pandavas. The Lord was for them the Supreme Lord. The Lord was for them the Supreme Lord, the spiritual master, the worshipable deity, the guide, the chariot driver, the friend, the servant, the messenger, and everything they could conceive of. And thus the Lord also reciprocated the feelings of the Pandavas. Maharaj Parikshit, as a pure devotee of the Lord, could appreciate the Lord's transcendental reciprocation of the feelings of his devotees, and thus he himself was also overwhelmed with the dealings of the Lord. Simply by appreciating the dealings of the Lord with his pure devotees, one can attain salvation. The Lord's dealings with his devotees appear to be ordinary human dealings, but one who knows them in truth becomes at once eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. The Pandavas were so malleable to the will of the Lord that they could sacrifice any amount of energy for the service of the Lord, and by such unalloyed determination, they could secure the Lord's mercy in any shape they desired. Oma gina timirandesya gana gana shalakaya chakshu ambalitam yena tasmai shri gurve namaha shri chitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri guru vaishnavam cha Sirupasagajatam sahagana ragunatam vitam tam sejivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam Sriradha krishna pada sahagana lalita sivishakam vitam cha E krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute Tapta kanchana gorangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vishabhanusute devi pranamali haripi Vancha kalpati rubescha kripa sunive eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sigadvaita Gadadhara Sivashadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Puraya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutane Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Pasyantya Deshatarini. Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prima Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gura Chuchenava. Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himagya Divacha Vishundaraya. Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. We'll do the translation again. The translation, English translation. When Maharaj Parikshit heard that out of his causeless mercy, Lord Krishna or Vishnu, who is universally obeyed, rendered all kinds of service to the malleable sons of Pandu, by accepting posts ranging from chariot driver to president to messenger, friend, night watchman, etc., according to the will of the Pandavas, obeying them like a servant and offering obeisances like one younger in years. When he heard this, Maharaj Parikshit became overwhelmed with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. Hare Krishna. So, the first thing we learn from this is the importance of hearing, of the 9 processes of offering loving service to the Lord. Hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very, very, very powerful. Hearing the nature of the Lord, as Sri Prabhupada says, what is God? Hearing about the Lord's activities and understanding the transcendental nature of activities gives so much joy. It awakens the connection that we have with the soul to the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Maharaj Parikshit as a pure devotee definitely was used to hearing about the activities of Lord Krishna. Now, his grand uncles and grandfather, Arjun, they had related to Krishna directly. And Maharaj Parikshit was also fortunate to see the Lord in the womb, even though it was a crisis. Ashwatthama had thrown a Brahmastra to Brahmastra, which is a nuclear weapon, far, far more potent than anything that in the world, in the material world today, on this earth. So, He saw that Krishna had come in the womb. Not only that, that Krishna saved him from the effect of the Brahmastra. Then it's described that Krishna nullified the effect of the Brahmastra just like the sun dries up the dew on the leaves in the morning. So for him it was nothing. But Brahmastra can actually destroy universes. It's that potent. But still, the Lord easily protected Maharaj Parikshit. So Maharaj Parikshit, Parikshit means examiner, wanting to know where the Lord was. And that was his name. He came out of the womb wanting to know much about the Supreme Personality of God. And now he hears that two generations up from his own line, that they had rendered all kinds of services to the Lord, and the Lord had reciprocated by rendering all kinds of service to them. The key word here is, for the Pandavas, describing the Pandavas, is they are malleable sons. Malleable sons. What does malleable mean? The first time I heard malleable, it was in connection with science. It was connection with, in chemistry particularly. And still, the definition is there in the dictionary. We talk about metals that you can bend into another shape as you like. So that's what malleable means. Now, the example we have at home is aluminum. Aluminum is a metal. As all of the product, you know, it heats up easily, conducts electricity. There's so many things. And we also have aluminum foil, which you can easily tear and then bend into anything. That's what malleable means, in turn into shapes. So they were malleable sons of Pandu. The Pandavas, they rendered service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any way that the Lord wanted. And so, whatever the situation was, whether it was pleasant or whether it was difficult materially, still, it was Krishna's will. It was Krishna's request. It was Krishna's plan. And the sons of Pandu followed it to the T, satisfying Krishna. Therefore, if we want to be happy, we also have to satisfy Krishna through the orders of the spiritual master. We have Krishna's representative. And so when he orders and we obey, then we will be doing things like the Pandavas did. But so the great thing that, you know, Krishna did for them was that he was doing so many things. Some of it were high, some of it were menial, but it didn't matter. Krishna did all of it, even offering obeisances like younger, you know, those who were older than him, according to when he was born, when he appeared, I should say. Then he offered obeisances like that. Krishna relates to his devotees in love. And Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that Lord Krishna is everything to the unalloyed devotees like the Pandavas. So as this Srila Prabhupada is writing this purport, he's making a statement about the relation between Krishna and the Pandavas. But we also have relation. And our relation should be like one of the unalloyed devotees too. It's there so that we can learn what they did, how to become unalloyed, so that Krishna would relate to us also in a wonderful way. So, Srila Prabhupada says Krishna was for them the Supreme Lord, he was the guide, the spiritual master, he was a worshipful deity, he was the guide, he was the chariot driver for Arjuna, he was a friend for all of them, he was the servant when he needed help in that way, he was a messenger to go to Hastinapur to even deliver message. So everything that the Pandavas they could conceive of, that they knew Krishna could help in that way, they requested, and whatever the Lord wanted, they also did. So this is exchange of love between the devotee and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we hear this, hopefully it would wake up, that's deep jago, will wake up what in our soul, the feelings of connection of love with Krishna. A devotee is supposed to develop love for Krishna by serving the Lord in so many ways and by feeling the effect of the Lord's service to us. And believe me, it does happen all the time. We'll talk a little more about it. We will be enthused and we'll feel very fortunate to be connected with the Supreme Lord and His devotees. And in the Lord's connection with us, we will find in our daily lives that what happens is when we chant the holy name of the Lord with feelings, not chant just to just regurgitate, we know the mantras to be saying it, but to say it with feelings, then the connection is established where in one day after another, all kinds of things happen because Krishna takes over our lives. Even in the material things, things that we don't expect. We planning things a certain way, it doesn't go that way, but it goes a certain way, which is even better, as we find out later, than what we could have planned. So in that way, small miracles also occur in our lives, because miracles, as we were talking about it the other day in the temple, they are things that you yourself didn't plan, but it happened in a way that you couldn't have conceived of. You didn't plan it, but it happened the way you look back and it says, I couldn't have thought about it this way. But it happened anyway. That is the Lord's hand. That should be the case for every single devotee that chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, with feeling, with feelings of surrender to the Lord. Surrendering to the Lord means I am going to be able to, or I am willing to do everything that you want me to do through the guidance of the spiritual master. The spiritual master, for Pandavas, especially Arjuna, was the Lord himself in the battle of Kurukshetra. He played that role. But there were others that were given advice too. Kripacharya was there and there was Dronacharya that was training them. So they were getting training in different ways that the Pandavas were. But the main personality was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That they never forgot. Srila Prabhupada also talks about the Lord's dealings with his devotees. He comes two-handed, two-legged, like a human being, but he is also, his body is not material. Although the Lord's dealings with the devotees appear to be like ordinary human dealings, but when we understand them in truth, that they are not material dealings, that they are spiritual dealings, that makes it possible for us to go back, to be eligible to go back home, go back to Godhead. Because we're not thinking now of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or any of his activities as being material. So, two things we have to understand. We have to understand what we just talked about, that the Lord's activities are spiritual, and that we ourselves have to be willing to do any kind of service that we know will connect with service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any kind of activity connected with service to the Lord, we should be more than willing. There shouldn't be any reluctance on our part. We should be more than willing to do it. When we are willing to do service, as instructed by the spiritual master or senior devotees, who also represent spiritual master, because they are also trained by the spiritual master. When we're willing to do that, then the Lord also opens all kinds of doors for us in our daily lives. So we should be willing to sacrifice any amount of energy, just like the Pandavas did, for the service of the Lord. So two things. That the Lord's birth and the Lord's activities are spiritual. That understanding should be there, because that's what takes us back to the spiritual world. The second thing that takes us back to the spiritual world is that we must be willing to do service. As a matter of fact, one of the qualities of a devotee is a devotee is expert. And in discussing this, you know, Prabhupada made the point that expert is not expert from the material standpoint. Material standpoint, an expert is whatever thing that that person can do, he could do better than many, many people can do. Therefore, it's an expert. He has so many experience. That's the material way of looking at things. The devotee is expert in that they are willing to do whatever is necessary, do the needful. So devotee's expertise has to do with the willingness to do whatever service, whichever way that the service is to be done, that the devotee must be willing to do it. And that's how they develop expertise. It's not like, you know, the way materialists look at expertise. So we should be willing in that way, to help in serving the Lord and serving the Lord's devotees. We should serve the devotees of the Lord with the same kind of zeal that we would use to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and also serve the spiritual master. When the devotee understands that this is the nature of a service that should be done, then the devotee is actually in the right frame of mind, focused in consciousness. So the Lord's activities and the Lord's birth are all spiritual. As is said in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, which is called Transcendental Knowledge, text 9, Janma Karma Tame Divyam Evam Yo Viti Tatvata. Shri Prabhupada quotes it a lot. Chakta Deham Puna Janmani Naiti Mameti Soachun. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving this body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So anyone who learns about Krishna, his birth, but Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In reality, he has no father. But he's accepting a father. So Srila Prabhupada had a wonderful lecture about this same text. And he says, Janma. Janma means birth. So when there's birth, there has to be a father and a mother. So when Krishna takes his birth, he appears as a son. So there must be father and mother. But who can be father and mother? The only person that can be father and mother is his devotee. So the devotee plays the role of father and mother because Krishna's business is with the devotees and no one else. So when he wants father and mother, the devotee must be father, the devotee must be mother. Even when sometimes he wants an enemy, because he wants to fight, the devotee will become his enemy. In the case of Jai and Vijay, it was like that. He became enemies for 3 lifetimes in the material world. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga. He even came in Kali. But the Lord wanted to support in that way. So they came to the material world, Satya Yuga. And Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Treta Yuga came in Ramayana, in Lord Ram's time. As Ravan and Kumbhakarna, they came in Dwapara Yuga when Krishna came with Balaram. The same souls came as Shishupala and Dantavaka. So that was 3 lifetimes. We returned to the spiritual world, but then they heard in Kali Yuga that Lord Chaitanya was coming. The Lord was coming again. So they asked to come to relate to him. And they were permitted. So they came as Jagai and Madai. And they related again to him. And in all cases, in this, especially in the one that relates to us more, in Kali Yuga case, when Lord Chaitanya related to Jagai and Madai, who were, he's actually the same pure devotees, Jai and Vijay in the spiritual world, they came as an enemies, troubling people. Little an enemy, because Madai even hit Lord Nityananda, Balaram, Lord Nityananda, with a piece of a broken pot, and actually hurt him. Lord Nityananda was bleeding. So they really came inimical to the Lord, inimical to the Holy Name. But still, the Lord changed their minds. They begged for mercy, for forgiveness for what they had done, and they became devotees of the Lord, chanting not 16 rounds, not 64 rounds. They were chanting 128 rounds a day. Jagai and Mada. They were also cleaning the bathing place where the devotees were taking baths next to the river. They had changed their ways of acting from evil ways, troubling people, beating people, raping people, all of that, to becoming pure devotees of the Lord. There's always the opportunity to change the way in which we look at things and become unalloyed devotees of the Lord. It all comes from what the heart, from the heart, what we really want to do. So one who can understand the truth about the appearance of the personality of Godhead, the spiritual appearance, he's already liberated. In the jail of Kamsa, Devaki gave birth to Krishna, but Krishna came, he appeared not to normal labor, but he appeared in a four-handed form as Vishnu, so that it was clear to Devaki and Vasudeva that was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That was a spiritual appearance. No midwife and anything, you know, hospital and this, that, and all, that was not part of it. The Lord appeared in his spiritual form as Vishnu. So one who understands the appearance and the activities of the Lord, that person is already understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. And they have to connect with him and obey everything that he says. Be willing to serve in any kind of position. Whether it's considered materially menial or not, doesn't matter. Serve in any kind of position. That person is going back to the spiritual world. So, liberation of Srila Prabhupada is continuing. Liberation of the living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. Some yogis and impersonalists, you know, so many, many births they go through. And even that, whatever liberation they get, they only merge into the impersonal Brahmajyoti of the Lord. And that's partial. There's peace, but there's no activities with the Lord. And there's a risk of returning to this material world also. It's not totally forever. But a devotee, when they understand simply the transcendental nature of the bodies or activities of the body and activities of the Lord, they will attain the abode of the Lord after this body and not return to the Supreme Personality of Godhead's material world. You don't deal with that anymore. He owns everything, but you don't come to this place where there's so much suffering and struggling for existence. Struggle for existence. It goes on and on and on and on. So Maharaj Parikshit was very excited to hear about the relations of the Pandavas, two generations above him, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada explains in a lecture on this same text that this love exchange between the Lord and his devotee in the spiritual world, it's like that. It's not like the material world where there is master and servant, so there's always a relationship between master and servant. All relationships is like that. No. In the material experience, this is how we see it. But he explains that in the spiritual world, sometimes the master is servant. So master becomes servant also. So that's the way it is in the spiritual or the absolute world. Here there is distinction between master and servant. In the spiritual world, there is no such distinction. Sometimes servant is rendering service to the Lord. Sometimes the Lord is rendering service to, like, you know, the devotee has become a master. And different pastimes take place. For example, as a friend, Krishna was playing with his cowherd boyfriends. He's sporting. Sometimes there's defeat, and sometimes there's victory. So if some of his friends, your friends become victorious, then the challenge is that the person who will be defeated, that victorious person would ride on the shoulder of the person that's defeated. So that was the challenge. So when Krishna becomes defeated, then the other boys, cowherd boys, they will rise up and get on the shoulder of Krishna, and Krishna have to carry them. So although Krishna is a master, he has become a servant in that situation. He is master, supreme personality of Godhead. In the case of parental relationship, where Krishna is playing the role of a son, but he's a perfect son, His foster mother is Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda would warn him, Krishna, if you become very naughty again, and you see, when he shows the stick, and Krishna will cry. These are all very, very, very nice verses in the Shastra, as Mother Kunti even explains, that the whole universe is afraid of Krishna, but Krishna is afraid of the stick of Mother Yashoda. Supreme person. You see, that's Krishna. So to make the relationship, the pastimes, very sweet, Krishna plays roles in different ways like that. In the spiritual world too, that happens. So Nanda Maharaj is the foster father, the real mother, of course, Vasudev and Devaki, real parents. So Nanda Maharaj comes inside. For example, he sees little Krishna. Krishna is playing. So Nanda Maharaj says to Yashoda Mai and his wife, "Yo, Krishna, he's playing. Can he work?" Mother Yashoda says, "Yes, why not? He can do anything." Then Mother Yashoda says, "Okay, Krishna, just carry the wooden slipper of your father and go there." And Krishna immediately takes the wooden slipper on his head and brought his, when he was little now, he brings to Krishna, he just learned to walk. He brings it slowly to Maharaj Nanda. And if you watch what his activities are, carrying the slipper, looking very, 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 very attractive, very beautiful, and then struggling to carry, you know, balance himself and so on and carry. The childhood pastimes, you know, just very enjoyable. Even sometimes some of us who had children, the first time the child started crawling, even crawling backwards, you look at it with that smile, oh, he's moving. But the Krishna is an expert in all roles that he plays in relating to his pure devotees. And so Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda were relating to Krishna that way, as a son, as their son. And the sages are all surprised. What's the pious activities Mother Yashoda and Krishna and Mother Yashoda has done and Nanda Maharaj has done, that Krishna is completely under their control like that? But Krishna is the supreme controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. As Lord Brahma says, Govinda Madhipurusham, he's the original person. He is a part of everyone. But when he plays different roles like that, but only with his pure devotees, then he acts in all kinds of ways, menial ways. Nobody is superior than me. Mata Paratam Nanyat Kinshanchi Adananjaya. He says that in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 7. Nobody is superior. But he accepts the inferior position out of love. It is out of love. The pastimes involving Madhya Ras, like the gopis, they can address Krishna in all kinds of ways, Sometimes it's like they're chastising Krishna. But Krishna enjoys that. Sometimes Krishna gets ready, and the idea is that Srimati Radharani is going to come so that they can sit on a swing and the gopis will be around them to relate in that wonderful pastime. But where is Srimati Radharani? Krishna is ready, Srimati Radharani is not there yet. And Krishna has to wait. He has to wait. And all of these, for us, if we were to do something like that, and whoever we want to swing with is not come, we will get an anxiety. But Krishna loves that. He says, everybody comes to me, offers respectful obeisances, which is of course what we need to do. But in the spiritual world, in his element, when he's like the way he wants to be, then even when the pure devotees chastise him, he loves it. It's not real chastisement. It's like complaint about something that Krishna is doing. At the back of their mind, they actually love it. But then it's like they're complaining about it because on the face of it, it looks like Krishna has done something to, you know, touch a nerve or something. No. So there's so much relationship is there. And of course, with the Pandavas, he played all kinds of roles. Partha Sarathi, Arjun is named Partha, Kunti is called Prita, and Kunti. So it's like that. It's through that name that Arjun got Partha, and Sarathi is a chariot driver. So then Krishna is known like that. Krishna, in one sense, has no name, but he has so many names. Why? Because the names are from his activities with his devotees. He appeared as a son of Devaki, therefore he's called Devaki Nandana. Srila Prabhupada explains. He was cared for by Mother Yashoda, so he's called Yashoda Nandana. Like that. And he enjoys pastimes with Srimati Radharani, so he's called Radharama. He gives pleasure to the cows, therefore his name is Govinda. Sometimes when he even kills some demons, Madhu, he's called Madhusudan. Keshava killing Keshi demon. So Krishna's names depends on his activities. So he's got millions and millions of names. But the original confidential name, openly confidential, openly, for the devotees we know, but many people cannot connect with it, is the all attractive. He attracts all, not just human beings, all species, demigods, plants, trees, animals, insects, aquatics, he attracts everyone. So Krishna everywhere has got his relationship. So Krishna means all attractive. So he acted as a chariot driver, but he also acted as a president of the assembly in the Rajasuya sacrifice. At Indraprastha, when Maharaj Yudhisthira became king, he split the whole nation, he gave Kandaprastha to the Pandavas, and by the Lord's arrangement, it became Indraprastha, very wonderful city, and he became the king, he, Maharaj Yudhisthira, and in that sacrifice, the Rajasuya sacrifice, Krishna was appointed as the president of the assembly. He also did a menial job there too. So, we are eternal servants, but Krishna does different pastimes based on what he wants to do. No pastime is eternal in that sense. We are eternally servants of the Lord. Now, Krishna reserves, of course, the right to repeat some of the pastimes with different personalities in different universes. So, our unfortunate situation is we actually love the Lord, but we have forgotten. We are forgotten, so we are under illusion. That is the situation we're in. So Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara have come. They have come to change our illusory position. So we are thinking we are the body, even though we're not the body. So we try to do things to satisfy the body. If the soul is not in the body is dead. Would anybody try to do things with a dead body? No. You don't love it, you don't embrace it, you don't, no, you just throw it away, bury it, burn it, So the body is not the lovable object is not the body. The soul is there in the body, and therefore we love this body. The soul makes the body move around and act like it's alive, and therefore we can relate to that way. Now, the problem is that people's minds have been interrupted by relating to Maya, and that is the illusion. And so, the love of Krishna is there automatically, but we're covered by Maya. So, we have to do service, open our hearts and do service to the Lord, and then we will be cured of the disease by Maya. So, Srila Prabhupada explains that we shouldn't have this disease. We should become Krishna conscious. To become Krishna conscious is actually healthy. To become not Krishna conscious, to become acting like a demon, that is a disease. So our process of Krishna consciousness is to cure the disease. And then the love comes out, and then we relate in so many ways, just like the Pandavas were relating to the Lord. Malleable, ready to do anything that he wants, and he also related to them in so many ways. Menial and non-menial alike. So that's what we learn from it. Krishna's activities are spiritual, they are not material, and then we should be able to bend over backwards to serve Guru, serve devotees, and serve Krishna, and that's where our happiness would come. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, expertise is developed by a person for spiritual activities that is willing to take on whatever service, that is, do the necessary, as you said in Iskan, do the needful. So the expertise is from the willingness to serve Krishna under whatever circumstances. See, materially, an expert would be somebody who would do a particular thing based on what they know about it materially. And if they don't know that thing, they will refuse to do it because I don't know it. They'll stop there. But an expert from the spiritual standpoint is anything for Krishna. So the expertise is expertise in serving Krishna. So the expertise in serving Krishna means that whatever service that is available, what is needed to be done, the devotee is willing to jump in and do the service. It's spiritual expertise. When we begin to chant, and chant with feeling, chant with focus, and chant with feeling, then the love that's already there in the heart, in the soul, for Krishna, begins to be awakened. And it is from this love that we will, in fact, get to the point of wanting to do anything that is necessary to serve the Lord. If we take it to the mundane example, what our experience is, that when we love somebody, really, really, even if we are infatuated with somebody, still, what's not real love? Infatuated with somebody. Something's physical about that person we like very much, and therefore we're attracted to that thing about that person on the physical level. Even that, we think about the person a lot. We want to do things to make that person happy. We try to find out what that person likes and get those things or do those things for that person like that. So then we begin to, even from the material level, kind of bend over backwards to try to make that person happy. So when we chant, because we don't know how to love Krishna, we're beginning to learn how to love Krishna through the instructions of the spiritual master and through chanting. But the chanting should not be mechanical. The chanting should come from the heart. The chanting should be in desperation that we are here in this material world in a place of struggle, and go back to the spiritual world. Going back to the spiritual world involves having to connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a very deep way, and that comes from the chanting. And so the chanting is what's going to increase our love, and then from the increase of the love, want to just do anything to serve the Supreme Lord and to serve anyone connected with the Supreme Lord, that is the devotees of the Lord, and even try to make more devotees because they know that that will make the Lord happy. And in that way, the activities that we do with the consciousness of wanting to do anything for the Lord, anything for you, you like it, you indicate it, I'm going to do it. Then that expertise, that spiritual expertise, can be developed. Hare Krishna. It also chanting is important, chanting with feelings, and also hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we chant with feelings, the Lord really connects with us, and the Lord will reveal a lot of things to us. Even we have some revelations that sometimes comes, helps us, Lord helps us put two and two together before we sometimes hear it. Later on, somebody else that who is a pure devotee of the Lord say it, the Lord will even reveal things to us. Then there's a real connection then. So hearing is also quite important in this, that process of developing expertise. Because through that, then we, of course, we get to know more about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then that would increase our willingness to just bend over backwards to do everything for the Lord. And that is spiritual expertise. Hare Krishna. Malleable means, from this material standpoint, to be able to bend something into a particular shape as we like. That's from a material standpoint. Malleable to the will of the Lord, like the way the Pandavas were, that means they are so connected with the Lord that whatever the Lord will wants done, that is what they're going to do. The instructions given by the Lord, they are willing to go along with that and put whatever energy and ability that they have in order to get that activity done that the Lord wants. So they are pure servants of the Lord. Every pure servant is malleable like that. When we bring it to level, we have gurus and we have instructions from guru. So then the guru says, do this. We immediately not only do it, but the consciousness that we have is, it is priority. I heard from guru, therefore now it has become priority. And we're willing to go to whatever length to get what is being requested by the guru done. That is also an expression of malleability. So whatever it takes, or as we say in American expression, anything for the Lord, anything for guru, anything for the devotees. Hare Krishna. Exactly. Yeah, sacrifice is also a very good way to sacrifice or giving sacrifice, making sacrifices is in fact a sign of a person being malleable, spiritually malleable. Hare Krishna, Jai, Lord Shri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.